Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
It sounds like this.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone.
Fade away.
Is on. Oh yeah, hello mum, hello dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02. June 1st, everybody.
June 1st.
Say goodbye to May. We're back in June.
We're on the countdown now.
Countdown to what? Christmas.
Like the school's ending. For this summer.
Yeah. There's only about 5 weeks of school left. Approximately 5 weeks of school left for the year, and then they're off for about 9 years. Isn't that how long that holiday is?
7 weeks.
Well, it's so long, right? I think, isn't it longer than 7 weeks, or it's only 7 weeks?
I think it's around about 7 weeks, maybe eight. I don't know, yeah. Probably about 7 weeks.
Yeah, big one. So, happy 1st of June. Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we feeling today? Out of a 10.
I'm like yesterday, I'm like a 7. I'm just still a little bit blocked up, you know. I think like a bit of allergies or whatever. I got a blocked ear. I'm trying to unblock it right now. I spoke to a guy yesterday who had a blocked ear.
I've manifested this.
Yeah. Just like gone to my right ear. I've been trying to unblock it all day yesterday. Woke up this morning, it felt fine. And then now that I'm moving. But I think I sound a little bit blocked up. Do I?
No, I don't think so.
Rossi knows me.
Yeah, you are. You're blocked up, mate. So, you okay?
Yeah, thanks, Ross.
Do you want a hug?
No.
Okay.
No.
Rossi sounds blocked up, too.
I think it's the dust, you know. I think it's the dust outside.
It is quite windy, dusty today.
I might use some of your Otrivin today.
Oh!
Yeah, no, you can't be sharing that.
I'll just buy my own.
You can get one from the chemist across the street. I've done it many times.
It's the nasal spray, right?
Yeah.
We've got the pop quiz coming up at 7:10 this morning. We also have a guest.
Yes, we do.
The captain of the female UAE football team.
Love that.
Joining us in the studio. I had a chance to meet her a few weeks back. Lovely, inspirational human being. She's going to be joining us in studio, which is going to be absolutely amazing. Plus, I want to talk about going on holidays. I feel like we need one. And with holidays coming up and schools, we're going to get onto that topic as well. All right, we all good with that?
Yeah, yes. We are good and ready to go.
Are you all good?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah, what's going on in your life?
Nothing really.
I like your new car, by the way. I saw it yesterday. It was really nice.
Thanks.
Love it. It's my dream car. Well done.
That's not your dream car.
That is not your dream car.
It is. I've always looked at it.
Your dream car is a GAC.
That's right.
Yes. That's what you've got, haven't you?
Nope.
Oh my gosh, it's not the one that the GAC parked downstairs.
No, you got confused with the other car.
Oh,
I told you my car's not a dream
she
car.
She bought a Tesla.
Oh.
Yeah, no, Rossi's is definitely a GAC
vehicle.
Mine
drives itself like a Tesla as well.
Does it really?
Well, there you go.
You know what I'm driving right now?
What?
I'm driving a little Hyundai. It's a cute little hatchback little car down there.
Do you feel like it's like a little Mario Kart race car sometimes?
I love it, yeah.
I love those cars.
Just driving a little Hyundai around. It's nice.
Why?
Just driving a rental.
Why?
Because you don't want to put miles on the McLaren.
It's not comfortable driving that at this time of the morning.
It's exactly what happened to my friend. My friend bought...
What do you mean?
My friend bought a sports car back in the day, right? Because he wanted to look cool. Yeah. But he was only like 25 or something. He ended up having to put a cushion in there and he suffered from back problems.
No!
That's funny. I got one of those supercar thingos, but it's nice to drive. I'm not going to drive it at... 5 o'clock in the morning. It's like, just rather just getting in the little hatchback and just cruise in. It's nice, you know.
When was the last time you used it?
On the weekends, usually I'll take it out once or twice.
Oh, you're one of those.
It's a weekend car now.
It's a weekender. All right, first callers of the morning, where are you? 0487155444. Where are you right now? Come on, I want to hear from you. We're going to give you the good luck of the day. Let's find out what you're... Maybe tell us what car you're driving.
Yeah.
I like that. That'd be cute. What car are you driving right now? See how many car brands we can get in on this segment.
All right?
It's going to be a good day for Pretty Malik because...
Oh,
the
yes!
Backstreet Boys is the first song that we're playing.
This is the best day ever.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Sarah, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, superstar. You're on with us. First caller, you get the good luck as well. What's going on?
I am currently dropping off my sister off to track practice.
To to what practice?
To track practice.
Track practice.
Oh, I was like, contract practice. I was like, what is that?
Track.
How old's your sister?
She's 14.
And how old are you?
I am 20.
Wow, you literally got your license as soon as you could, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it during COVID.
Did you? Yeah. Wonder how that must feel for your parents. Like, they're two young daughters. Now one of them's driving the other one to school.
Oh, they love it because they get to sleep in.
Yeah, so true. So true. So did they buy you a car, or did you buy your own car, or you just use theirs?
Well, I go to school in the U.S., so right now I just use theirs because I'm back for the summer.
Oh, you're back that's for cool. summer.
So did you grow up here and then you went to the States for college?
Yeah.
Which university? Which college?
I go to University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Oh, UNC.
Hold on, is that where Michael Jordan? UNC. Is that where Michael Jordan played?
Yeah, I saw him at a basketball game.
Go away.
Yeah.
No, stop it. This is really affecting me. Well, you saw Michael Jordan?
No, seriously.
What do you mean at North Carolina?
Yeah, we had a game against NC State, and he and the entire championship team showed up.
Oh my God! Did the stadium just go crazy?
It was crazy. It was wild.
Yeah, he's greatest player of all time.
He is, yeah, 23.
And did you, like, was he just walking onto the court? Did he stay? Did he take any photos with anyone? Or did he just, like, watch the game and then he left?
He pretty much just watched the game and he left. He didn't really talk to people that much.
He doesn't need
to. But that's cool. That's pretty awesome. That's so
unbelievable.
Cool.
Yeah, Michael Jordan went to North Carolina University. That's where he started.
Well, have you never thought about going there to North Carolina and just hanging out there and looking around it?
He doesn't live in North Carolina, I'm sure.
But don't you want to see, like, the spots where he grew up and stuff like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you shouldn't.
The dream is to be able to afford to buy his home one day. You know he's selling that home?
No one wants to buy it.
So, Sari, I don't know if you know, but in Chicago, he built this home that he lived in, and it's got all of his, like, name and initials all over the place.
Everywhere.
Like, the pool bottom.
Really?
The bottom of the pool has MJ. Like, the doorknobs in the bedroom have 23. Like, it's so Michael Jordan that no one actually wants to buy it. But I'm like, obviously can't afford it. $55 million or something
It's been on the market for 10 years.
How much are they asking for?
So now, I think he's put it down to, like, 15 mil.
50, like, that's a... You should see this house. Like, can I not find someone in the UAE that just has a lot of cash? Like, does anyone want to buy it for me?
It was originally listed for $29 million. He's been trying to sell it for 10 years, so I think he's done, like, a big slash on the price.
Hmm. All right, Sarah, and you're in a Toyota Fortuner, is that right? We're finding out what car you're driving. You're in a Toyota Fortuner?
A Fortuner, yeah.
Is it six-seater?
Yeah, they're big, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, listen, welcome back to the UAE. Enjoy it. And, if you ever see Michael Jordan again, just think of me. All right, I want you to think of me.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take
Have
care.
A good day.
Bye, mate. Bye. See you later. Bye. Well, that's cool. Hi, Sam.
Hi. Morning, Chris. Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Mate, have you seen Michael Jordan?
Not yet.
Mate, what are you in? What car are you driving?
I've got a Kia Sportage.
Little Kia Sportage, like those
nice,
ones.
Nice,
yeah, they're
nice.
Good little cars as well. Gets you around, huh? Fuel efficient, isn't it?
Yeah, fairly fuel efficient. The story with this car is I travel from Dubai to Abu Dhabi for work. So it's currently got 85,000 Ks on it, and it's a year and a half old.
Oh, wow. that's a lot of Ks on that, man.
Yeah.
And is that all you?
Reliable speed. Yeah, all me. Every day, Monday to Friday.
Good on you, man. Well, thanks for having us on in the morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Take care.
See ya. We'll take one more real quick one because we got a little Maha with us. Hi, Maha.
Hello. This is her son, Aditya.
Hi, Aditya.
Well, did your mom just give you the phone?
Oh, yeah.
She's too good for us, isn't she? She's like, I'm not talking to those guys. Here, son, Aditya, talk.
Yeah, how do you want it to know what my mom is driving? So my mom's driving an Infiniti QX50.
Oh, that's a good car. That's a pretty good car, that one.
Sturdy.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Right. Do you want it when you get older, or do you want a better car?
Decent car.
Yeah, decent. He'll take it.
Decent. Yeah. It's all right for Aditya.
He's 13 years old. He's already judging what they've got.
It's fine. It'll work.
Aditya, have a good morning, my man. Take care.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
So we were just talking about Michael Jordan, right? His
greatest
ex-teammate Scottie Pippen just did a podcast.
Oh, don't tell me. I don't want to hear this. This is going to hurt me.
He said that he's not the best player. He's the worst player. He called Michael Jordan the worst player.
Okay. Why is he saying that? Because I thought they were good friends after the documentary.
No. So if you don't know the whole thing, Michael Jordan, the greatest basketballer of all time, right? And yes, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant are up there, and there's a few other players. But Michael Jordan really solidifies the greatest player of all time, all right? So him and Scottie Pippen played on the Chicago Bulls team in the late 80s, mid-90s. Probably one of the greatest teams to ever play the game, right?
Yeah.
Three-peat, they won a bunch of stuff, right? It was amazing. So over the years, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, when they played, it was like, I don't know, I'm trying to relate it to a football team. Was there ever like a duo that was like just, that? Was...
Yeah, Leighton Baines and Stephen Pienaar.
I don't know why that made me laugh, because is that an Everton thing or...
Yeah, down the left-hand side.
Oh, gosh. Isn't there like an international, like, real famous duo? No?
Yeah. Probably, but I can't think.
It's like Bret the Hitman Hart, the Hart brothers in WWE.
Yeah. Owen Hart.
Owen Hart. Like, it's the Batman and Robin. So there was Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah.
And on any other team, Scottie Pippen would have been the best player on the team.
Correct.
But fortunately and unfortunately, he was playing alongside the greatest player ever to play the game, Michael Jordan. Mm. So he was always in that shadow.
Correct, yeah.
And later on in life, that documentary that Michael Jordan did recently, and now what I'm hearing now, there's been a feud between them. And Scottie's like, he's released a book. He talks poorly about Michael. And now I haven't heard this.
Okay, have a listen to a little bit of this. This is Scottie Pippen recently on a podcast saying Michael Jordan is the worst player.
I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was. The success of the Bulls came from a team. It didn't come from Michael Jordan. It didn't come from him being critical of other players.
He's like an ex. He's like an ex, like a, you know.
Well, yeah, no, but he was important to the Chicago Bulls side.
The whole team then.
Yeah, but like without Scottie Pippen, I don't know if Michael Jordan would have done it.
No, they would have done it without Michael. Without Scottie.
I think maybe what he's probably looking for, Rossi's, I think you're right, is like just a little bit of credit.
He wants some validation. Yeah.
And
he deserves that. But yeah,
he's a great player.
The team that they had with, at one stage, they had Horace Grant. I'm getting real basketball right now.
Yeah,
Steve Kerr. You know, Luke Longley, the Australian center, was in that team for a moment. Paxton. Pippen.
Like it was one of the greatest teams.
It was. Like, it was an amazing team. But without Michael Jordan, take Michael Jordan out of that team, they're just another team competing for that ring.
He was the driving force, right? His mentality was a winner.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, Pippen probably got done over. And Jad's message saying he didn't get paid fairly. Agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't get paid. Like, what he was getting paid was horrible compared to what Jordan was getting paid.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know. Like, that's I'm sad to see Pippen now in their probably mid-50s.
Yeah.
Trashing on Michael Jordan. I just think it's not cool. And you know you're never going to win that
battle.
You're never going to win that conversation, Scotty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think he needs to, you know, in his head, sort himself out.
Yeah, it's like someone going up against Ronaldo, like into 20 years, or Messi.
Yeah.
Like someone that played with Messi or Ronaldo going, he wasn't even that good. You're like, all right, the guy's lost it.
Yeah.
You know? All right. There's my sports show.
There's the basketball talk.
There's my dream sports show for a moment.
That was good.
I think it sounded like we knew what we were talking about. Good work, team.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Time for an e-news hit. Gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
Did you ever end up watching the reboot of Thingy in the City and Just Like That?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they're working on season two, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at the end of season one, there's a moment where Sarah Jessica Parker's character texts Samantha, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, if you don't know this show, big one, obviously. Samantha was never... I mean, Samantha had a falling out with Sarah Jessica Parker, and didn't appear in the seasons, right?
Yeah, and in the reboot, Kim Cattrall came out to say, hey, I was never asked to be in the reboot, that's why I'm not there. But now, I've just heard that she may do a cameo in season two because of the way that season one ends. So would you watch now that if she's back?
I think so. I'll go back and watch it. It was my favorite show.
Yeah, it was your favorite
show. Fingo in the City.
Fingo in the City.
It was so good. I used to watch it. It used to be on Channel 4 in the UK.
Channel 4.
Shakira used to be part of the football world with her ex Gerard Piqué. She could be moving on to the world of basketball because rumor has it something could be going on between her and Miami Heat player Jimmy Butler.
I love Jimmy Butler right now is like my favorite player.
Is he your favorite? But he's on the Heat.
Yeah, but he's one of my favorites. Have you seen, do you know the Jimmy Butler story?
What's the Jimmy Butler story?
Lived in a car.
No, just didn't have any parents really.
Wow.
Was living on couches to couches after I think his mum kicked him out.
Oh wow.
And then was
made it to the NBA.
Slept on a mate's couch for a while until the mother was just like, you know what, you can come live with us. And now he's one of the greatest players.
Story.
He's the number one player in the playoffs right now as well, Jimmy Butler.
So but he plays for Miami Heat.
Yeah, he's the number one player.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's looking at the player, not the team.
Yeah,
right?
But he just seems like a good guy. And you know what? You know why I think I like him a little bit more, which was weird? He reminds me of Jamie Foxx.
Oh, does he?
Look at him.
Okay.
Look at Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler and Shakira could be an item?
I see the Jamie Foxx connection. Okay, yeah, because she posted up this poem. Shakira likes writing poetry on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you get the first letter of each sentence, it spells out heat. And she was recently at a game with her kids. She lives in Miami now.
Oh, wow.
So everyone's like, ooh, something's going on there.
One of my really good friends, or a good friend, I won't say really good friend, but he's a friend. His name's Daniel Patrick, right?
Yeah.
And he's the
designer.
The clothing designer. And he's an amazing guy from Australia. He went to the States and he's made it big. He's got, if you ever get a chance of seeing Daniel Patrick clothing,
it's really
cool. He did a collab with Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler, have a listen to this story.
Yeah.
When they were all in the bubble in COVID, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
The basketball NBA. During COVID, they formed their own little city.
Sports.
Yeah. And they played all the basketball games. No player was allowed to leave the bubble.
Correct, yeah.
Right? So everyone was complaining, supposedly, that there wasn't good coffee.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Butler created his own coffee line within the bubble.
That's amazing.
And started selling his coffee to like all the players. Yeah. And now it's actually a brand.
Oh, that's cool.
Amazing.
And now Daniel Patrick, the clothing line, and Jimmy Butler's coffee did a collab
together.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, I just thought, what a great story out of COVID.
What a story. Okay, I know you don't care about this, but Jason Oppenheim from Selling Sunset and Mary Lou have broken up after 10 months together.
Fine.
I know you don't care, but I have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Leonardo DiCaprio, is he getting serious? Oh my gosh. He was at a night out with his friends in London. He's with his rumored girlfriend, Neelam Gill, who is above 25 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
She is 28.
Wow.
That's a big step.
Yeah.
And you know who else was there?
Who?
His mother.
Oh,
I met the mom.
So him, his mom, and Neelam, Desi, left together.
Hold on. He's out with an Indian girl.
Yeah, British Indian girl. She's a model.
Leonardo.
Yeah, Neelam Gill.
Good on him.
Come on over to the Desi side.
Yes.
Same, yeah, exactly.
Like a Jonas
Why
brother.
Not? And they'll have like 19 weddings as
it's
well, ready to go.
It's the best way to do it.
No, I think DiCaprio is going to be like Pacino and De Niro is right now, having their kids at like 88 years old or something.
Oh, God. He doesn't have any kids yet. You know what's surprising? He doesn't have any kids yet.
No, I know. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. People like me
break. On Virgin Radio 104.4, that's Jim and Coda Black. There's a bunch of artists on that one. It's called Angel Part 1. It's from Fast X, the movie. I watched it over the weekend.
You liked it?
Pretty good. I'm not the biggest Fast and Furious fan. Like, I think I've only watched the first two, and then I haven't watched any others.
Hold on. How many movies did you watch over the last few days?
So
because
many.
You were off sick.
So many. Like, yeah, I was so... I mean, I wasn't... When I watched the movie on the Saturday, I wasn't sick. Brennan and I went and watched that movie. And then, being at home, I watched about, 12 movies in 2 days. It was great.
Did you watch anything new? Oh, sorry, Rossi.
I was just going to say, the best film I've seen in a while, Guy Ritchie's Covenant. Yeah.
Is that with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've watched that.
It's amazing.
I hear it's amazing,
If too. I can't say the movie's title, I don't watch it.
Or if it stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Covenant.
Covenant, you will love it. It's fun.
But it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's Guy Ritchie.
I know you don't like Jake Gyllenhaal. because of previous history where he wasn't very nice to you in an interview.
Yeah, he wasn't. And he hasn't been nice to a lot of people, by the way.
Yes, we've established this. Yes, yes.
But, like, just watching, I think you'll start to like him again.
Okay. I think he's a great actor. That's the difference here. I didn't like him in real life, Jake Gyllenhaal, when I met him. But as an actor, he's fabulous. Mm. Him in that, he plays that boxer. I forget what movie that was.
Southpaw.
Yeah, man. He was so good in Southpaw.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. I thought. And he's got this new UFC movie coming out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he plays
a
fighter. And I know that I'm going to love that movie as well.
I mean, it reminds me a bit about myself, really. You know,
what do you mean?
Just the eyes. Why? You know, we've got the same eyes.
Sure. All right, we'll leave it there.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
So we're going to try to guess what you do for a living, what you do for a job by the words that you use in your job. We all have different jobs, right?
Yeah.
And we all have different phrases and words that we specifically use.
Yeah, that are specific to your industry.
To your industry. So we're going to get you on the show and we're going to try to work out what you do for a living.
I like
Fuad, you're up first. Fuad, hey, mate, how are you? What? He's there.
He's a mime.
Oh, there we go. Fuad.
Hey, morning.
Sorry, man. We've only been calling you for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Fuad, how you doing?
I am good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Happy to hear you again.
Awesome, brother. All right. Give me the phrases. Give me your phrases that you use at work, Fuad.
So the first phrase is going to be check out.
Check out. What else you got?
Normally, yes, check out. And then the second phrase will be passport.
Okay. Check out and passport.
Is that, did we get a third word? Get the
third
one.
What's your third word?
And the third word is on time.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
It works at the airport.
Airlines. When you check in the check-in counter.
You're working at the check-in counter for an airline.
Yes,
we've got it. One for one.
Yes.
One for one. One for one. Checkout. Yes. I mean that sort of gave it away. On time.
Yeah.
Which is a huge one. All right. This is great. I like this. D. We're gonna try to guess what you do for a living right now. Give me the three words that you use in your industry.
So it's data.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Evaluation.
Ooh. Data, evidence, and evaluation.
First, I thought it was like a mobile phone company.
Data,
but then
cybersecurity of some kind.
Hold on. We're talking aloud.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is not an answer yet. Well, like, I would. Evaluation could be property.
But then data.
Yeah, the data. Can we see the data on the property before? Like how much did it sell for last time?
What was the middle word?
Evidence.
Evidence.
Data.
Is there any evidence that the
I know what you are.
What?
I think you're a lawyer for real estate.
Should I answer?
Yeah, answer. Yeah.
I'm an educator.
Educator?
What's an
educator?
Like a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
I work for school.
Okay, so you're a teacher. Data, okay. Evidence. Nah, that's the wrong words.
No, they're not the wrong words. I just couldn't give you an easy one.
Yeah.
We know more about your job than you.
All right, D, well done. Khaled, hi.
Hi.
All right, give us three words from your industry. We're going to try to guess what you do.
Okay, national anthem.
National anthem, okay.
Differentiated instruction.
Oh, God.
Differentiated instructions.
Okay.
And IEP.
IET.
IEP.
IEP.
Mm-hmm.
International.
National
anthem.
If I say what that word stands, then you probably know.
If I remember rightly, I think IEP stands for Individualized Education Plan.
Oh, you've Googled. He's Googled.
He's a cheater.
My wife works in education, so.
He's Googled. You're a teacher as well.
Yes, that is true.
There it is. All right, we got it. Well done.
There's no way we would have got that.
You guys are making it like harder.
Way harder.
Malcolm, hi, welcome to the show. We're trying to guess what you do. Give us three things that you say in your job.
Good morning, Chris and team. How are you?
Doing well, mate. Give me those three words.
Luxury, air, exotic.
Luxury, air, exotic.
I'm going to say a private jet company.
Come again?
A private jet company.
No, not really.
Okay, that's what you want, guess. Luxury, exotic.
Like hotel, like within hotels, the industry, hotel industry.
What's air come in?
I don't know. Like they can do the whole travel plan. Oh, the
luxury planning of holidays?
Yeah. Good one, Rossi.
No, no, not really.
No?
Travel agent.
No.
What is it?
I ship exotic cars.
Oh, you ship exotic cars.
In the air.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Bugatti.
Wow.
I bet you go to London a lot.
Oh, yeah. We fly a lot of cars to London on holidays, and then we bring it back to Dubai.
Wow.
Do you ever get any cars from California?
Yeah, we do actually move in and out of the U.S.
I want a DeLorean, the Back to the Future car.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he's flying customers' cars on holiday for them, not bringing them in.
Oh.
You know, like the rich people who take their cars to Knightsbridge in London and all of that.
Hold on, people that just want to take their cars overseas to, like, drive on holidays.
That's right, and we actually move inbound as well. So, for example, if somebody buys a car from Moses, we move to Dubai.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. How much does it cost to put a Ferrari on a plane and, like, from here to London, let's say?
Dubai to London, about 100 to 125,000 dirhams.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy. All right, thanks, Malcolm. All right, last one. Sylvie, we're trying to work out what you do for a living. By your three words, give us them.
Okay, forward outlook.
Forward outlook, yep.
Uh-huh.
Daily growth.
Daily growth.
And market share.
Market share, forward outlook, daily growth, stocks.
Stocks, yeah.
Something to do with finance.
Finance, yeah.
You're an you manage investment portfolios.
No.
That was a good guess.
You work in a bank.
No.
I don't know. HR.
No, market shift. Crypto.
No.
You're a professional football player.
Yes.
No.
What do you do?
I'm a business analyst.
Oh, come on. I was close. Investment portfolio. You know, you're looking at the market, you know.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Come on.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by Rack Bank.
All right, Juhi. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. You ready to win the money?
Yes, sir, I am.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm feeling that. Are you ready to win the money?
I am.
There, she's ready to go. What are you doing?
I am currently on the school run.
She's on the school run. Are you the student or are you the mum?
I am the mum.
The mum. I couldn't pick it then. I couldn't get there. Good on you. Do that school run, obviously, 5 days a week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you enjoy it?
Some mornings it's a little bit tough, but otherwise, yeah.
How many kids you got?
I have three kids.
Three kids?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Where are you originally from?
We're from India.
Nice stuff. All right.
How old are the kids?
I've got one 19-year-old daughter and two 9-year-olds.
Man, you sound like you're 19.
Yes.
Everyone says that my daughter and I sound exactly the same, but... Yeah.
Rossi doesn't believe that you're the mum. He's looking at me going, nah, she's the kid.
What year were you born?
1982.
Yeah. Oh, you're a year older than me.
Yeah.
Wow.
You believe in our Ross?
He still doesn't believe.
Juhi, I believe you, and we want to give you the cash. 10,000 dirhams cash right now with Rack Bank. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Soccer is another name for what sport?
Football.
Finish the jewelry company's name. Tiffany and?
Co.
What country was the singer Anne-Marie born in?
The UK.
Who played the role of Sherlock Holmes in the 2009 movie?
Robert Downey Jr.
Shakira was born in which country?
Pass.
Who sings the songs Problem and Side to Side?
Ariana Grande.
What is the capital of Portugal? We've lost her.
No!
You're joking. I told you, she's run out of credit. She must only be 19.
Now, hold on. We can't. There's 16 seconds left on the clock then.
Okay.
So did you look at the clock when she...
I looked as soon as we lost her. There's 16 seconds left on the clock. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more questions to go. I'll get her back on with 16 seconds to go.
Okay.
Why don't you get like a 15-second timer and then press it a second early?
Okay, Rosie.
Just let me roll it. It's okay.
Okay, mate.
Juhi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Rossi says that you definitely a child because you've lost, like you've run out of credit on your phone and it just cut out. That's what he said.
No, I accidentally clicked the wrong button.
We've got four more questions to go and there's 16 seconds left on the clock, okay? So I'm gonna keep this going. This has never happened before. So you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna kick it off in about 10 seconds here. I'm just waiting for the clock to get to 16 seconds.
Okay.
So hold on. We've just answered who sings the song's Problem side to side. You said Ariana Grande. Now, your time is back on now. What is the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
What DJ did Sia team up with for the songs Flames and Titanium?
David Guetta.
Scott Lang is the alter ego of which superhero?
Ant-Man.
I'm going to give you that last one, even though it was just after the buzzer, but I'm going to give that to you.
Wow.
You did really, really well. You got 800 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much.
You were smart. Like, you honestly, you powered through that.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Shakira is born in which country? Do you remember yet?
Colombia.
Yes, it was Colombia. And the last question we didn't get to, who sings Eyes Closed and Thinking Out Loud?
Ed Sheeran.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
It was so close. It was so close for you.
Oh, my gosh.
So close for you.
Wow.
Listen, give her a round of applause. 800 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
Well done. You were great.
All right. Say hello to the kids for us, all right?
All right.
Well, hold on. Rossi's saying what are the kids' names now to me.
Hold on.
He wants to know.
Arjun and Sarah.
Yeah.
And Dia.
All right. Rossi, do you believe that she's an adult? Like, she's the mum. Do you believe
she nearly forgot her last child, so... No, I'm joking. Have a great day. You're amazing. Well done.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Welcome to our family. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi.
Morning.
Nala and Basma hanging out with us. All of us here this morning. Rossi's still throughout that entire song saying that she was not the mother and she was the child. We'll never know, Ross.
Stop putting words in my mouth. That is not true.
What did you say?
I said, can we ask her to send her Emirates ID?
Basma, you speak to our callers the most. Was she the mother or the child, do you believe?
I am not sure because I asked if she's above 18. Because for the pop quiz, you know, you have to be above 18.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And she said I'm 45. And so I was a bit shook. But then
hold on. She said she was 45.
And she was born in 1982.
And she said she was born in 1982, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a year.
Hold on. She said 45.
That means she's 41.
Yeah, I don't know, but
that's incorrect.
Yeah,
I'm suspicious.
Okay. So she said, okay, if she told Busman she was 45, and she told us she was born in 1982.
Did she definitely say 45?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And also,
hold on,
you have to be confident.
Pretty sure? I won't. Pretty sure.
Like 100%.
Okay.
So that means she's
born in 1978.
Yeah.
When she said she was 1982.
Yeah.
I can just tell by the voices, guys.
Should we get her back on?
It's fun.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
We're not going to take away the money. She won fair.
If you look at the answers she gave, she knew such like a wide variety of...
Very good. Yeah. Very good with the pop quiz.
Like she knew Ariana Grande.
If that phone didn't cut out, and you never know. You never know.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio
104.4.
Late last week, we did a segment on the show, which is Ask Us Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this segment every so often on the show, maybe once every couple of months, where you guys call us up and you ask us anything you like, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a few questions coming in. And last week we took one, and a lovely lady by the name of Sunna called us, and she asked us, are we happy?
Yeah.
She actually asked me, am I happy?
Yeah.
And I answered the question as honestly as I could, which was like, yeah, and what makes me happy? And then I actually asked her the same question. So randomly I just said, well, Sunna, are you happy? And this was like her response. And take a listen to it. Are you happy, Sana? How's everything with you?
I'm not happy.
Just why? Just
why?
I have son. He has some issue in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot give him his hand back.
Oh, my gosh. Aww. What do you mean? What's the issue with his hand? His hand's broken?
No. He was born with some.
He's got a deformity in his hand?
Yes.
Is there any way that his hand can be fixed?
Of course. If there is some surgery or some medical aesthetic, maybe something can help.
Obviously, you've taken him to the hospitals and the doctors?
I cannot.
Because you can't afford it?
Yes, I cannot.
What's he got? Do you know the name of what he's got?
He was born with small hand and it is just inside. We cannot do something. Maybe some small... We can open little his hand, little bit. But I think we cannot make it the same like other hands. So I cannot buy happiness for my son.
Sure, because it's your son, of course. It's the hardest thing to deal with.
Right.
Why don't we try to get... If we can try to get you to see a doctor... Would you want us to try to do that? We know a lot of doctors. We know a lot of hospitals.
Yeah.
Would you like me and us to try to get you with a doctor free of charge?
Okay, why not?
Your baby, has he ever seen a child? Has he ever seen a doctor?
We've seen, but it's not covered by insurance.
So they've told you that there is a way to fix it, but it's just not covered by insurance. Is that right?
Yeah,
how much is the surgery, do you know?
We couldn't go for... we know that it's aesthetic things is expensive and it's not covered by insurance.
All right, what we'll do, Sana, is we'll get your details here. I'll message a few hospitals that I know.
Okay.
And we'll see. I can't promise anything, but at least get you into a doctor, and then let's see where we can get from there.
Okay, I appreciate that. I thank you so much.
All right. Aww. So that was last week. Now we've got a follow up. One of my good mates, Dr. Mezen, got in contact with me. I got in contact with him, vice versa. He's got in contact with a hand specialist at the Mediclinic hospitals there. And from what I understand, they have an appointment. Now, I've got Sana back on.
Okay.
It's been a few days. Sana, I know that would have been hard listening to yourself back on the radio. Firstly, hi.
Hi. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Rossi, Preeti. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. What's the developments? What are we doing?
Yeah, thanks God. I saw the lovely Dr. Yusuf Falaha, and he did X-ray for my the hands of my son, and he told me today we're going to see the plastic surgery at 3 p.m. Inshallah.
All right, so you already saw Dr. Yusuf down there, Mediclinic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to say thanks to Dr. Yusuf. I haven't met Dr. Yusuf, but thank you so much because he heard this as well.
Mm.
And he said, I want to help. So he's taken an X-ray of your son's hands. I've seen a picture of your son's hands as well. So I've seen what's going on there. So from the X-ray, now you're meeting with a plastic surgeon. Is that right?
Yes, 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 Chris. Today we are going to see at 3 p.m. So inshallah, he can advise us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So 3 p.m., plastic surgery. Plastic surgeon, you'll have an appointment to see if there is anything that we can do for your son's hand.
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, listen, inshallah, as we say, God willing, it will be okay. And I'm glad that we've got this going. I'm glad this process is happening. Can we check in with you tomorrow after the after your appointment today at 3, and we'll see what the follow-up is?
Yes, please. Yes, Chris. Yes. I want to thank you. I'm so glad. Because of you, this will happen, because I was scared for many years. I cannot do anything for his hand. I'm really... we love you. I love you so much, and we wish you all the best. And you are doing good things. Because of you, this will happen. Otherwise, I think I will never can do anything for him.
No, it's all right. That's why you do good, you get good, and we're a little family here on the Chris Fade Show.
Yep.
So we all help each other out where we can, and you know, so we just want to be able to help your son. I know that you know your son needs it, and I know that you need it as well, Mama. There's nothing worse than not being able to help your children, especially because of a money thing. So again, thank you to Dr. Yusuf, thank you to Dr. Mez, and thank you to the team at Mediclinic as well, who have got in contact with me on just my WhatsApp. We've been communicating.
Oh, that's good.
And Sana, I would love to get some feedback from you tomorrow. We'll call you, and hopefully they can do something for your son's hand.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Sana.
Thank you so much. We wish you all the best.
All right. Lots of love. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh,
that's good. Well, it's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. Yeah. I don't know if the plastic surgeon's going to be able to do anything here, but hopefully there's something there, right?
So everyone at 3 o'clock today, think of Sana.
I know. And like, it's just an eye-opener to appreciate what you have. A lot of you are on the way to school right now, or you know, you're driving to work. Just be appreciative of like the little things of like your hands, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be grateful.
Being able to walk.
Yeah.
Just being able to breathe, like little things like that we forget sometimes. So just appreciate those small things, you know.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Stories that are weird and wonderful.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
Well, he must have had a good sleep because we've got a What's Rossi Reading story here, guys.
That's exactly right. I did have a great sleep.
We've got some inclusion with Rossi right now. Weird and wonderful news that you read. What have you got for us?
I've just sent you the picture, actually. If you want to go and look at your WhatsApp, there's a link there. You can go and see.
This looks hot on. This looks like a virus that you've sent us.
Yes. It's just a link that's going to take you to a load of photos.
Okay, cool.
Visitors to the National Gallery in London were left baffled by what appeared to be an iconic logo in a 400-year-old painting.
That's a lie.
It's a portrait of a guy made by a Dutch artist in the 17th century. And it looks like the man in the painting is wearing a pair of Nike shoes. But the painting was done 400 years ago.
It's not.
Can't be right.
It looks like the Nike tick.
It looks like the Just Do It logo, doesn't it?
But
I'm going to put this up on the Chris Fade Show stories right now. It is there if you want to go and have a look.
400-year-old painting with Nike shoes on.
No.
They look exactly like Nike sneakers or trainers.
No, they do. I'm saying they do. But I'm just saying that, like, this is obviously, like, someone has changed this.
Nike was founded in 1964.
Right. If you go to the Chris Fade Show on Stories right now, you'll be able to see the photo. This is a 400-year-old painting, where's it from? Did you say it looks like he's
Dutch? It's a Dutch artist.
Okay, Dutch. He's wearing a pair of Nike shoes. There is no chance this has happened. What is the manipulation? Have you worked out this story or that's it?
I just think that
that's the story.
It's a time traveler.
It's not a time to
not
start.
Look at him. It's a time traveler. He's got a pair of Nike shoes on. Tell me that's not a pair of Nike shoes.
It's not a pair of Nike shoes.
What is it then? It looks like a pair of Nike football boots.
It's not. It's just shoes from that time.
With a Nike tick on the side.
Nike.
Just do it.
No.
Come on.
It's not.
Anyway, I used to work for Nike. Do you know that?
Here we go. Here's the joke.
Yeah, I used to work for Nike.
Oh, really?
But I quit my job working for Nike because I just couldn't do it anymore. Apparently, Rihanna is partnering with Nike to make big shoes for women.
Okay.
They're calling them Air Rihanna Grandes.
You should have said Ariana Grande.
Air Rihanna Grandes.
Yeah, they're not even funny, man. These are horrible.
Do you have another one?
Hold on. Just Miriam has called in. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What do you want to add to this story of Nike?
Yeah, just want to add this, that it might be the sign of the Nike God, where the initial Nike sign came from. The Nike God came from.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been to Turkey, and there was a sculpture of the exact Nike sign in the city of Ephesus.
Really?
It's the Greek god Nike.
Nike.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't. But go and have a look. Go have a look on the Instagram stories of the Chris Fade Show. That does not look like. I mean, that looks like it's been added just recently. All right,
no,
go.
I see what you mean.
Okay, no,
Ross, go one more joke. Go ahead.
Do you want another one? Okay.
You were halfway through one.
All right. I called my stockbroker yesterday and told him to sell all of my Nike shares. He asked me if I was sure. I told him, just do it. We had a good run.
Okay, these are horrible. Wow. They're all just do it. We'll leave it there. Thank you.
Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
One of the best female football players from the UAE. She joins us in the studio right now. Nihal Abdulaziz. Hello.
Yay!
Welcome.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You good? So we crossed paths the other day at an event, and I'm always interested. I'm always interested to find out, you know, how people get to where they are. You play football for the UAE national team.
I do.
How did it all happen?
It was actually, like, I've always loved sports growing up, mm-hmm. and football came like a weird coincidence in Canada when I was studying for university.
Okay.
So I was playing basketball and in varsity, and then you can only do like 2 years there. So I had one more year left, and like I only had football, and I never played in my life.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go and try it out. So I just tried it out and fell in love. Just
hold on, you only started playing football when you were in college.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty late. Yeah, it was pretty late.
Does that mean that you're uber talented, or does it mean that the level of football here wasn't as the level that it needed to be, or is it a bit of both?
It was a bit of both and a bit of hard work from my side. Like, I had to really work hard when I came back here and just really up my level.
That's awesome. I can't believe you picked it up in college.
I did.
And then you played for the UA national team. Like, that is unbelievable.
Because most footballers, when you speak to them, their journey always starts like when they're four and they're kicking around a football, right?
Mm. Honestly, yeah. So when I came back to the UAE and I joined Abu Dhabi Country Club, they had the first female team there.
That's awesome.
All the ladies there, they were like, yeah, I started when I was six. I started when I was four. I was like,
I started 2 months ago.
A year ago, yeah. Like, I was on the bench for like 2 years, just trying to catch up. Like, I was like,
Do you think if you started when you were like 5 years old that you would have been better than you are now?
Yeah,
do you think?
For sure. For
That's
sure.
unbelievable sure. that you've picked up. Sure. But that also showcases that you can pick up anything at any age and still, you know, master it like you've mastered it. You've had an amazing career as well. Obviously, a football player with the UAE Women's National Team. You play for the Abu Dhabi Country Club. But there's been a few other things that you've done. You've played in the FIFA Legends Cup in 2022 in Qatar. How was that at the World Cup?
That was a great experience. Honestly, I was a last-minute thing. They called me 1 week or 2 weeks into the World Cup. They're like, hey, we're having a Legends Cup, like different teams from different nations, and we're looking for female football players from the region.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, sure.
I'll do it.
Yeah, of course.
Why not?
Who did you play against or with?
So we had like an Arabs team, like Falcons, Arab fans. We actually finished third. We were not bad. And we had like all the legends from Egypt, from Morocco, from Lebanon. And we played against there was Roberto Carlos, there was like John Terry, there was like
some big names.
Tim Cahill. It was like, so they had like 6, 7, 8 teams.
Wow.
And there's some Heather O'Reilly from the States and Christine Lilly.
Ladies versus men, basically.
It was a mixed. It was a mixed. Yeah,
that was brilliant.
It was pretty good, with everything happening
with football, especially in Saudi, as we've seen with Ronaldo heading over, do you think that the Middle East will be that force of, like, we've obviously dramatically improved over the last 10 to 15 years. Do you think in over the next 10 to 15 years, the Middle East will be one of the leading sort of, I guess, areas across the world for football? Talent-wise, I'm saying.
We're definitely on the right track. So there is a lot of interest in football, and there's a lot of interest from abroad as well. So that's, you're bringing in talents from abroad, and you're kind of improving your talents inside. So definitely that, when you have the world like looking at you, you start to shine, you start to show what you have, because, you know, you've got the spotlight on you.
Sure.
And so definitely there's that interest will help for sure.
Well, I think it can go quite quick because obviously England's women's team, the Lionesses, we just won the World Cup, right?
So, yeah. And that was huge.
Yeah. And I think we've got there in quite a quick place, you know, like with ladies playing football and to a great standard. So there's definitely potential in this region, I think.
And I just think women in sport in general, it's unfortunately it wasn't that prevalent of years ago, but I feel like, as Rossi said, with the women's team from England, it's just becoming more and more prevalent. What would you say to any little girl who wants to try her hand at sport one day?
I always say, like, you have to, especially if the parents, they have to push the their kids from the young age, because it helps. It's much easier. And don't shy away from sport. Like, sports is a great way to release energy, to get kids on the right track.
Yeah.
Instead of playing on your iPad and, you know, go outside and play any sport. It doesn't have to be football. It can be any sport. And definitely, like, a great example here with the England women's team and the achievement they've done.
Yeah, Nihal Abdulaziz, UAE national football player, joining us in studio. We had a big celebration on the show this week because his football team of Everton were not relegated.
Well done. That was close, though.
We take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah, this is, they were celebrating that they didn't get kicked out
of the Premier League. Which I mean,
teasing him.
No, we have been. I'm a Liverpool supporter. Oh, okay, well done, well you'll done. Never walk well, alone with us.
Well, listen,
who do you follow?
I'm a huge Chelsea fan.
Okay.
From the days of Drogba.
Okay.
I do follow Liverpool though, because I'm a big fan of Mo Salah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I'm with you.
You're with me on that one. is it true that you were a team liaison officer for the Chelsea FC?
Yes, I was. I met them in 2022 February when they were here for the FIFA Club World Cup when they won it, and it was an amazing experience. It was a 1 week experience in Abu Dhabi with them, and got to see all the. Backstage, what happens?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
But Premier League, it was really, really interesting.
Nice. Ronaldo or Messi? That's the question that everyone always asks me when they want to talk football.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
Honestly, like I'm not like a diehard fan of either. I do like Messi's talent, but I also I appreciate Ronaldo's hard work and. Okay. The way he plays.
What a great answer that is.
I know. Yes. Are there any female players that you sort of admire in whether it be in the Premier League or worldwide? Are there any that you like?
I do have a few that I've met personally, and I'm like Amandine Henry from France, Lucy Bronze from England. I used to follow Mia Hamm in the States back then. She's a really, really big role model for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do follow them.
Well, listen, again, if you want to follow Nehal on Instagram, it's NEHAL.football. That's NEHAL.football. A great ambassador, not only for the game, but for women, but also just for humans in general. Out of the UAE, the women's national team. Before we get you out of here, could you teach Pretty how to kick a football? I don't think she's ever done it before.
Yes.
So we've got a football here in the studio, which we'll bring.
Now, I apologize in advance.
Now, I don't think I've ever seen you kick a football. Pretty, I don't know. I
mean, is it, can we break things here? Or
yeah.
Just show Pretty how you say, you know, you're in front of the goal. It's a World Cup final. You need to score that goal. How do you strike the ball?
Yeah. All right.
Into the microphone if you can.
Yeah. There we go. So Pretty. Okay. First of all.
Yeah.
I'll have you. You wanna. Face that way. I don't want to break
right,
yes.
Yeah.
Pretty's facing the wrong way, guys.
So always the thing is your left. So you are you right footed?
I'm a righty.
Perfect. So your left foot. Your left foot needs to be pretty much here.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your right foot.
Yeah.
Needs to kick from don't. Not from the toe.
You'll be able to see this a little bit later on social media, and you'll be able to laugh alongside it right now. Rossi, how's she going there, man?
I just think her outfit's great today, Pretty. You look fantastic.
Keep that foot there. And then when you're ready, not too much to the side.
Go for it. Kick it.
Come on.
Ready?
This is hold on. Penalty shootout.
India.
It's all tied up. This is to win the World Cup, Pretty. Go.
Nehal, this is for you.
This is for me. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah!
She's gone!
I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm impressed.
We're impressed with the celebration more than the kick itself. Well done there, Pretty Malik. Nehal Abdulaziz, thank you so much for your time. You're an absolute legend, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. Thank you.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio. 104.4.
It's getting into the time of the year. There's about 5 weeks of school left. This is sort of my favorite time of the year because...
Right.
It's vacation time. It's when we get to
it's
go on.
Coming.
Summer holidays are coming up, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I know I work pretty darn hard all year to get that little summer vacation put in.
Yeah.
And I think we all do, you know, especially Rossi, Pretty, myself. And, you know, hopefully that you get some time off over the summer holidays. And so I went to bed last night and I'm like, okay, summer holidays are coming up. Where are we going?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm hoping that you do have the ability of jumping on a plane at some stage and going somewhere, you know, because it's such going on a vacation is it's like a for me, it's a reset.
Yeah.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
But mentally and physically, it resets me to go for another 6 months of just pushing hard, working hard, waking up at these hours to do the show, you know, doing everything else that we all get to do.
It's like a pause in the timeline for a little bit.
I've got a couple of friends of mine that, you know, they don't need a vacation. Like they'll do a staycation for a weekend and they think that's it. And I'm more for staycations. But I'm saying if you have the ability of jumping on a plane and just getting out of the country for a moment, it resets you.
Yeah, you sort of disconnect from work, right?
It's hard to, when you go on staycations, you're always on the phone still working, right?
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to go? Have you guys planned your summer vacations yet with the family or with your friends?
Well, sorry.
Where are you going?
Well, I told you at the start of this year, it's Preeti Malik's year of travel.
I know.
It's the year of travel. So I want to do like another European place.
Okay.
Like I think I may even want to go back to Italy and explore other cities because I did Rome. But like maybe Milan.
Oh, Milan's great.
You know?
Like I did a week there. In Milan.
Oh, yeah, you did for the,
go to Milan
for the show.
And then drive to, where did I go?
The
Lake Como.
Lake Como.
Como, sorry. Yeah.
What did you say?
Lake Garda.
What's Garda?
I don't know what that is.
It's another lake.
Oh. Like, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I think I want to explore, because I don't generally explore Europe too much, so I don't mind doing that. I'm thinking of it.
Well, I'm having a reunion, guys. Obviously, you guys.
Wait, what?
I'm having a reunion, so... From the years 2000 to 2004, I was a superstar DJ in Corfu.
Okay.
And we're having a reunion because my boss came over this year. Do you remember my boss came
over?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Boss
of
Illusions Bar. Yeah. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to see all. I'm going to take my new baby. So we've booked our accommodation.
Okay.
And we haven't got our flights
yet. You're taking get ready. Alfie?
Alfie's going. Hey?
Alfie's going to Corfu.
How old's Alfie now?
3 months old.
Man.
He's already in England at the moment.
So he's only 3 months. He's already going to be done. He's already done England, and he's going to be doing
Corfu.
Yep. Can't wait.
What a traveler.
Corfu, though, if you haven't been, I'd love you guys to go, because it's like green, but it's got the beaches as well.
That's nice.
Where are you going, Nala? Are you traveling?
Yes, I am.
Where are you going?
Turkey.
Ah, whereabouts in Turkey?
I'm going to Istanbul and Bodrum, both.
Okay. Oh, Bodrum, yeah. I've never done Bodrum. I've done Istanbul. I want to go Bodrum.
Beautiful. It's amazing. The beaches. It's just, I love it so much.
And you, Chris, so you said you started planning. So
well,
what did
listen,
you think?
I've already booked. We go to LA, obviously, just for the family, for Brianna to go see her family and that, which I do love LA amongst everything else that happens in that city. But I may get a little sneaky getaway with her to the Maldives again.
Ooh.
May do a little sneaky getaway.
That'd be nice. You love being on the beach just like chilling.
No, I told you, we're trying to have a baby.
Okay, don't need to know all that stuff.
Maldives, it's just, it's all good.
I don't
good.
Need to know all that.
Now, I understand some of you are hearing this as well. Maybe it's hard for you to get away. I get that. And let's see what we can do. But where are you trying? Are you going on summer holidays? And where are you going? 0487155444. Are you going on summer holidays? And where are you going?
Yeah, because I've got a week before Corfu, so I'd like some suggestions as well.
I like this. Family vacations with the children is not a vacation. It's just chaos in another country.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Not if you've got a kids club.
But you just dump him in the kids club.
See you in a day.
Yeah, all right. 0487155444. Traveling, are you going? Where are you going? Have you got summer vacations booked, or do you need to book them? Ernie, what's your thoughts?
I would like to suggest a pretty. How about Philippines?
Philippines.
On my bucket list. It's definitely on my
Boracay.
Bucket list.
Yeah. Boracay, Palawan, beaches are so good.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
really love it.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to get to the Philippines.
Bucket list.
Abdullah, where are you going?
Paris.
Paris. Who are you going with?
I'm going to meet my university friends there.
Oh, that's cute.
That's
nice.
Cool.
When was the last time you saw them?
18.
Sorry,
2018.
Oh,
that's cool.
I like that. Hey, George, where are you going?
Hi guys, good morning.
Morning, mate. Where are you traveling to?
I'm traveling.
No, we've lost you.
To Lestrada, and then Milos, and finally I'm going to be at Corfu, like Rossi.
Oh, he's going to Greece.
Oh, going to the reunion.
Go meet up with Rossi. Where go to Corfu.
Let me talk about Corfu, please. I'm very passionate. Where are you going in Corfu?
Well, I'm going to be all around Rossi. I haven't been there before, although I'm Greek. But I think I'm staying somewhere in the middle of the island.
Okay, good.
Meet up with Rossi and party with him. Yeah. Shameen, where are you traveling to?
Hi, I'm traveling to multiple places in Italy.
Italy. Oh,
nice.
I'm going to Florence, I'm going to Milan, I'm going to go to Lake Como.
Oh, God.
Before that, I'm going to go to Athens as well.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad that a lot of us are getting that travel
tripping,
in.
Yeah.
Sadiq, where are you traveling to?
I'm planning to go to Turkey. We are expecting our first baby, so we're going for baby moon.
Oh, the baby moon travel. Congratulations. How many months is she?
she's around 7 6 months, 6.5 months.
Get that last holiday in before the baby comes and all the chaos comes and you never have another holiday again.
Don't say that. It's supposed to be a happy time.
Oh. Man, there's so many. Look at these great calls. Christian, where are you traveling to?
Kruger Park, South Africa. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, nice. Mate. South Africa. Whereabouts?
Safari.
It's going to be a beautiful safari. We're going to live in the middle of the wilderness.
I've always wanted to do that as well with the kids. I have not done that yet.
That sounds amazing.
That's a bucket. Has this been a bucket list trip for you, Christian?
Yeah, we're going to go with our little 3 years old. So
that's amazing, man. That's amazing. Enjoy it. Maria, where are you going?
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm going to Belarus.
Belarus.
Again, a place that I want to go. I want to know more about. Joanna's going to Singapore. Christina's going to Morocco. Okay, this is great. Summer holidays.
Yeah.
Plan them. Yeah. If you can. Like, all I'm saying is, like, if you get that opportunity to do so,
100%.
Try to get it done. You know what I mean? Because it's a bit of a life-changing moment, right?
Yeah. I feel for the people who might not be able to go anywhere, though.
I have a friend who, kind of imagines a vacation at some point.
Yeah.
And what they do is every month they'll put a little amount towards that vacation.
Yeah, and just chip away at it.
And now they finally come to the point where they can finally book that vacation. Sure. It's the best feeling in the world, booking that.
All right. If you're listening to this, you deserve a little holiday. You deserve a little summer break. And I know for some of you, it's hard to do so financially. I get that. I understand it. We understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're too busy to plan it.
So true.
So what I will do, I'm going to make a few calls today.
What?
I'll make a few calls today, and then let's see if we can sort something out to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to go on a summer break.
Everyone on the show, yeah?
No, you've already got yours planned, mate. This is not to do with us.
I haven't
just booked leave it with me, and hopefully this time tomorrow, some good news.
Okay. Oh,
all right?
Okay.
Let's see what we can do.
Okay.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Nala's just walked in with about 7 bags of... just relax.
This is the best
McDonald's
ever.
Has just delivered breakfast for us. So now, good. The reason why... And it's funny here because we were talking about yesterday on the show, what was your go-to meal at McDonald's?
And then we just started talking about McDonald's, and so much so that everyone on the show wanted McDonald's.
And so now breakfast has been delivered. And when I tell you there's hash browns in there, there's pancakes, there's Egg McMuffins, I'm having a coffee right now.
McFlurry, orange coffee's juice, great, by pancakes, way. Breakfast okay. wrap.
There's 48 hash browns, and there's 27 sausage McMuffins.
Let's invite...
Or should we tell everyone?
Let's invite the other radios. We are part of the ARN, the Arabian Radio Network.
Rossi,
I'll go and get one now.
Go.
So we have a bunch of radio stations next to us.
Wait, let me secure my things first.
We have Dubai Eye here, 92. Yeah, invite everyone. We've got City next door to us. We're a family here of radio stations. Tell them to come in.
Tell next door to...
Rossi's inviting Dubai 92.
I feel like
Jono,
he's forcing everyone.
Jono's here from...
Jono, come on in, Jono.
Hi, mate. Welcome to the show, Jono. Yes, we've got McDonald's here. Feel
go
free.
Go get more people, Rossi.
Go get City. Go see get if City would like Slurk anything.
Slurkshed will want it.
Yeah.
You go take whatever you want.
Jono, thanks, mate. Jono's on 92 Breakfast. If you guys get bored of us, just head over. All right? But yeah, have what you want. This
There's
is
coffee,
a lot of McDonald's,
orange
yeah.
juice, McFlurries, pancakes.
Mm. Here we go. This is Parikshit from City.
Come on.
City's coming in, they're very loud.
Yeah.
Come on.
What do you want?
Yeah, Parikshit, hi,
are
feel
we
free.
On air right now?
We're on air.
We're on air.
Watch yourself.
Enjoy.
Can I name any of my other favorite brands?
No, that's it. Are you only having an orange juice?
No.
No, please, enjoy.
Yeah, go ahead, get it.
This is cute. We've got a few of the morning shows from the other network.
Should I go to Dubai Eye?
Yeah.
I don't think Dubai Eye will come through.
I challenge you to call Brandy from Dubai Eye.
Okay, go see if you
can. Make her smile. I'm
going to
leave my show. Can I be here?
Yeah.
Just to see Brandy's
vibe
from Dubai.
Yeah, everyone. Who else is here? This is great. Look at McDonald's bringing us
McDonald's.
All together.
Have
this is all
breakfast.
The morning shows.
Oh, Rohit is here. Nats, come in.
Everyone, come in. Oh, this is great. We've got City in 92. Can we get...
Dubai Eye.
I don't think we're going to get Dubai Eye.
If Brandy...
Oh, hold on, Ross.
Oh,
we've got Richard Dean.
Brandy's still out here.
You've got Richard Dean from Dubai Eye. Dubai Eye.
He's already ordered McDonald's.
Oh, we've got Meggers.
Oh, you've got one. I paid for mine.
No, these are free. We don't pay.
Oh, help yourself. Help
yourself. This is really beautiful. Yay! I love that we're all here. It's all the morning shows.
Yes.
Yeah, not all of them. There are more, but we haven't invited everyone. Now it's awkward.
No.
Richard, thank you for coming.
Thanks, Rookie Richard. Era.
Thank you.
Do we all need a pay rise, everyone? Do we all need a pay rise?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was that. Well, that was a cute little moment, wasn't it?
That was so nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Everyone was here. They left the orange juice.
Yeah, no one. Yeah,
there we go. No one took the food.
Well, that's great. We really did that to jeopardize their radio show. We were trying to take them off their own radio show, so we could win. We did it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Iman has got us on. Hi, Iman. How you doing?
I'm good, Chris. I'm you.
What's happening?
No, nothing. You always make my day happy. That's it.
Aww,
that's nice.
You, Iman. We try.
No, all of you are so sweet. Like, I like to hear you when I'm driving because I'm going most of the time to Abu Dhabi. So I like to hear what you are doing. It makes me enjoy the road, not feel boring. And you always bring all the good news also.
Great. We appreciate that. Thank you for listening, man. Without you guys, we have no show. So anyone that has ever tuned into this show and sticks with us, we appreciate you. If you don't, we don't care
about you. Don't say that. That's not nice.
Why? If they're listening.
Not nice.
I can't be that honest, can I?
No. I love all of you.
Thank you.
You make our days.
But if Rossi and were on the edge of a cliff,
yeah,
and you had to push one of us off, Iman, to our death, you had to push either Rossi or me.
Yeah,
who are you going to push off the cliff, Iman?
Yeah, no, I will not push anyone of you.
No, you got to.
You
got
to choose one.
You have to.
Unfortunately, it's because
I got all of you. I will never push anyone of you.
It's too nice. Can't get him.
Yeah. But, like, if your life depended on it, like, you'd have to get rid of one of us.
He'd take his own.
Chris!
He would. Like, this is the type of guy that he is.
Okay, I will push you, Big Roxy, but yes. I will go with you.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Why,
yes.
Why me?
Yes.
Let's go. Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
When the McDonald's got delivered about 25 minutes ago, I said to myself, I'm not eating any of it. I'm back on, you know, Fade Fit.
What? Please describe
I've had three hash browns.
Yeah.
I'm currently onto my second pancake, hot cakes, whatever they call them.
Yeah.
I've had two bites of the McFlurry, so it is a good day this morning. Where are all the McMuffins gone? The sausage egg McMuffin?
Rossi handed them out.
Where are they all?
I gave them away to everyone.
You didn't even keep me one.
Well, you snooze, you lose. Like, get in there.
Chris, can you breathe and take smaller bites, please?
Oh.
Gosh.
So good.
Let
me just swallow this bite. Sorry, I shouldn't have eaten whilst we're doing the show, right?
That was such a large, large bite, too.
So what we're going to do next...
Can we talk about Roger Federer?
Yeah.
Okay, so Roger Federer is now the voice of Waze. So he gives you directions.
That's cool.
I told Nala to get the voices.
Yeah, yeah. So
I couldn't find them. I even downloaded the app on the computer, but I still didn't get the voices.
But it's not the first time this has happened for satellite navigation. Snoop Doggy Dogg was on Tom Tom, as was Ozzy Osbourne. And
Can you get a few others. Snoop
Dogg? Yeah, the Snoop Dogg is on YouTube.
I couldn't find them.
Snoop Dogg is on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Okay, I will do it now.
Nala, today, honestly, you and I, we just haven't been getting along.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, and you know whose fault that is?
Yours!
No, it's not.
It's your fault.
Yours 100%.
Absolutely not.
100%.
It's never my fault. So what we're going to do next is, if you could have a celebrity be your navigation voice, what celebrity would you want to do your navigation?
Okay.
Or WhatsApp us or call us. What celebrity would you want to do your navigation? Alina, who do you want?
Steve Harvey all the way.
Steve Harvey. It'll be like motivational at the same time. Yeah. We want you to turn right now.
Yeah.
Some humor when I miss the turn.
Yeah.
You did it. You missed it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could handle Steve Harvey's voice. He's cool. I like him. Liz Dean, celebrity, whose voice would you want?
James Corden.
Wow. Oh, that'd be funny.
Why? You like him? Big fan?
Yeah, big fan.
Oh. Maybe he'd sing the directions too.
Yeah, carpool karaoke.
Exactly, yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
Yeah, I could see that. James Corden, that's cool. I like that. Matisse, celebrity voice to do your navigation. Who would you want?
Mike Tyson would be my favorite.
Mike, hey, he has Mike Tyson go left. Hasn't he done that? I feel like he's done that before.
Maybe.
I think he's actually maybe done a navigation system.
Or another system, yeah, maybe.
What were you going to say, Matisse?
No, I just wanted to say that it's good for the Waze as well, because if they want to translate, you know, in different languages, you don't have to translate Mike Tyson. Anyway, you don't understand what he's
saying. You don't understand what he's saying anyway. It's true. If you've listened to a recent Mike Tyson podcast, it is hard to understand him.
He just like mumbles his way through.
Well,
right?
He's also, he's using some certain stuff before he gets on the podcast, if you know what I mean. Yash, whose voice would you want to use as your navigation system?
It's going to sound very weird, but I would love to have Morgan Freeman as my assistant for navigation.
That would be pretty cool.
But would you miss the turns because he's so slow with his delivery? You know, it'd be like, I can't do a
it's
Morgan
Freeman.
It's
going to be very intense. It's going to be very intense when he's going to give me directions.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going to be more focused.
Yeah.
It's true. We got more. Let's see.
I'm Morgan Freeman, and I've voiced countless documentaries and won Oscars, but this is the highlight of my career. You're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, there we go. There's Morgan right there. Could imagine that voice navigating you. Safut, what would you want?
I would go for 50 cents.
50 cents.
50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do go left. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Go round.
Do a U-turn.
Is it Karam?
It's Cameron,
hi. Tell us, celebrity voice, who would you want?
Matthew McConaughey, probably, for me.
All right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would want him to say after I take a right turn.
All right. I like these celebrity voices to do your navigation. Osberg, who do you want?
I would really love to have Snoop Dogg on my drive.
Snoop Dogg.
That is possible. Snoop Dogg does it. Did we get the audio of Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get it? Nala, she was busy this morning. She didn't get it.
Leave her alone.
I found it before.
Snoop Dogg actually does the voice. So if you want it, you can actually get Snoop's voice.
Wow, that would be great for my Abu Dhabi trip.
Oh!
That's only available on TomTom, though.
Do you remember?
Yeah, here he is.
Then take the second right. In 200 yards. Turn right.
That's great. That's so good. Love that. It's good that you got that audio there, Ross. Well done.
Thank you.
The cool thing about the celebrities who do it is that they add a little extra. So, like, Roger Federer is going to give you motivational messages as you're driving in between.
Really?
The Jonas Brothers tell you stories about their concerts. Like, all these celebrities add a little something extra to it.
The Jonas Brothers are talking about their concerts whilst I'm driving. I don't want to hear that. Please. Well,
maybe
on.
It's not for you.
Daria, who do you want to hear?
I think the best motivational speaker will be Chef Ramsay.
No, Gordon Ramsay.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
I don't know if it will be a clean satellite navigation.
That's fine.
Especially when you miss the turn, yes.
Yeah.
I told you!
Yeah.
What about the Cookie Monster has actually done Waze?
Yeah!
The Cookie Monster, have a listen to this.
In 0.1 miles at the roundabout... Take the third exit. Oh boy, let's count to three. And then, at the roundabout...
I feel like that's an impersonation of the Cookie Monster.
So do I, yeah.
I don't mind it.
There's so many more coming in. Jamie Clarkson. Jim Carrey.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson. Jim Carrey.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
I think Kevin Hart would be a good one.
Okay, go right.
Your Kevin Hart impression is
what do you
not
mean? This is about Kevin Hart. I'm Kevin
it's
Hart.
It's really bad.
I'm Kevin Hart.
It's so bad.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm Kevin Hart. Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger. What did you say? Do Schwarzenegger know?
Someone said Salt Bae.
But he doesn't say anything.
He does, doesn't he? Doesn't he? Like,
he hardly talks.
He
English.
Does not talk.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, there we go. If you have Waze, hopefully you'll eventually be able to have it here. Roger Federer.
I'm feeling pumped for this journey, ready physically and mentally.
Okay, Roger, you got it.
Let's go! Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Thursday. That's it. I got to say thank you to everyone that came in. Niha for joining us in the studio. One of the best female UAE football players.
Yeah.
Teaching you how to kick a ball properly.
She's amazing. I'm not. Let's just put it
like
that.
I agree. Yeah. Kicking a ball. Yes,
yeah. Not that great there. But that was fun. And we had some McDonald's for breakfast. So all in all, it was a great morning.
I mean, listen, I love McDonald's.
Own fault.
Now, when they delivered, McDonald's delivered about, like, honestly, food for at least 35 people this morning to our studios. And when it walked in and it came in, I said, I'm not touching any of it. I had McDonald's 2 days ago, and I was like, I'm not going to have any this morning.
Tell me what everything that you've had. Go through the list.
I've had 4 hash browns.
Yep.
One of those hash browns had a McFlurry in the middle of it.
Yep. You're welcome.
I had the hotcakes.
Yep, all 3 of them.
3 hotcakes with maple syrup. I've had a McCafe coffee.
That's fine.
And I had 2 bites of a sausage and egg McMuffin.
Did you say the hash browns? Yeah.
He had 4 of them.
Yeah, it's great. So it's good morning. Good morning. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Well, listen. Nala, are you there? Nala, it is okay to have an off day, and today was your off day.
I am not speaking to you at all ever again.
You owe her an apology.
Yep, big time.
She was a little bit off today.
You were off today.
No, I wasn't.
You are annoying. Fine. You can't win with Chris.
He's been emotionally eating because he's having an off day.
Yes.
I don't have an off day.
Yes, he does.
No, not at all.
Today was the day.
Nala, it's okay. I'm here for you and I love you. Whatever you need. Always.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay. Are you there? Nala.
Nala, are you there?
Yes, pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Hi, Nala.
All right.
Love you, Rossi.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Bye, Nala. Okay, fine. All right. No, fine. All right. Okay. We're out of here. Eddie's up next. He'll talk to me. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Actually, from myself and everybody except Nala, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.